Good Shepherd Sermon for Sunday, February 4th, 2018. Pastor Paul Talbert. Good Shepherd Lutheran Church and School is located in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, in the United States. Our mission is simple and bold. We seek to grow in faith and knowledge of our Savior Jesus. We want to make him known to others so that they too may share the joys that Jesus has won for them. Here's Pastor.
This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. God's word for meditation is in your worship folder. It's a little half sheet. It'll give you time to wrestle around. Where is it in all those announcements? A little half sheet of paper. Psalm 103. When I was growing up, I indulged in a lot of negative self-talk. What's that mean? That means that I was always kind of putting myself down. I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough to be on the team. I'm not good enough to make all straight A's. I'm not good enough to understand even math. What is wrong with that? I'm not good enough. Then I got to high school. It got even worse. I'm not good enough, period. I'm too skinny. I'm too short. I'm too thin. What's going on with that? And of course, the hormones hit, and you wonder, well, my goodness, no girl's going to want me because I am nothing. Icky. Negative self-talk. And guess what? It doesn't stop. That little part inside of you that is always putting you down, that just doesn't stop, is there all the time. Because part of us wants to call God a liar. Part of us wants to say, you know, God, you really don't know what you're doing. Part of us, even in believers. So you can do what I do. I use Psalm 103 to teach myself how to talk to myself. The guy who's writing this, the Lord tapped David on the shoulder. And if you don't remember your Bible history, David was, we know he was a great king of Israel. He started off as a little shepherd boy who was the runt of the family. When they said, who's going to be the next king? They didn't even think about David. David, we all remember, he's the guy who took down the giant, right? Yeah, but he's also the guy who committed adultery with another man's wife. Then when he was about to be found out because she became pregnant, what did he do? He murdered the man's husband, the woman's husband, but he did it by using an army and other people. So his hands were clean. Ooh, not a nice, pretty picture of David. And that's the one that was picked to write this psalm. And he says, bless the Lord, O my soul, all that is within me, bless his holy name. What's he talking about? Bless the Lord, O my soul, do not forget all his benefits. And what are the benefits that he has? I love this part. He says, he pardons all your sins. He heals all your diseases. He redeems your life from the pit. He crowns you with mercy and compassion. He satisfies your desires. And he performs justice, righteousness. This is the God that we serve. This is him. He made known his ways. Now, did you see that? Seven different things. All wrapped up in the fact that, bless the Lord, O my soul, forget not all his benefits. Are those the only benefits that God gives? No. But these are the seven that come right away to King David's mind at the Lord's prompting. First on the list is he pardons. That means he knows what you did. He's got a record of it. And the record has been torn up by Jesus Christ's life, death, and resurrection. He's thrown it away. He heals all your sicknesses. Does that mean that my celiac disease is going to be instantly cured? No. But whenever it is cured, the Lord is going to be the one in charge of that. Because the Lord is the one who heals. Now, we have a lot of things going on in our medicine in our day and age, but it's not the medicine. In fact, it's not even laws of physics. Do you ever try putting layers and layers and layers of blankets on top of somebody who is shivering and shivering and shivering? They can't stay warm. That's the Lord who heals. The Lord who crowns us with love and compassion personally says, guess what? You are special to me. You are in my family. I'm the King of Kings. You are a prince. You are a princess, a son and a daughter of the King. He satisfies me. If I'm satisfied, I'm constantly renewed. He performs justice. He makes sure that everything that needs to be taken care of is taken care of. I don't have to worry about that. The Lord knows, and the Lord has the power to take care of that. And then he made his ways known. And this part, when I was growing up, I missed this part. He made his ways known. What kind of a blessing is that? Because of the very next verse, where he says the Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in mercy. He doesn't always accuse. He keeps us. He does not keep his anger. He doesn't treat us as our sins deserve. He doesn't repay what our sins deserve. And it goes all off of one verse. The verse, the Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in mercy. This tells you something. This tells you that King David spent some time learning God's word by heart, because this is found in the book of Exodus. David is living way beyond that time. And David does not go back to his own life and God's incredible mercy shown to him when he took down Goliath with those stones and that sling. He doesn't do that. He goes back way back into history, into God's recorded history, where God stepped into history and rescued his people from slavery out of the land of Egypt. And then God revealed himself to Moses, and he told him to write it down so that you and I would know, not just David. He made his ways known. What a good and a gracious God we have. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in mercy. So now he goes from that one general thing to the name of God and how he is, to that one part of God's word that just blows him away. It blows me away. It should blow you away. It's an incredible thing, this mercy. In the original language, it's a fancy word. It sounds like you're sneezing. Chesed. Chesed. It means, it's really hard to put down into one word translation, because it's God's incredible attitude of love and mercy and kindness, where he loves you without any strings attached. We don't do that. We all have strings attached to our love. We try not to. But, even parents say, I gave you a roof over your head. You should at least do this, that, the other three things. Even parents attach strings to love. We don't like it when we do that, but we do. And we know it's not quite right, but oh my goodness. And that's that sin that's in us. It just taints everything. But God has no sin. And God loves us. And he loves us with this incredible thing, this mercy, this chesed, this grace, this loving kindness. It's a steadfast, unshakable loving kindness. No matter what I do, it doesn't stop him from loving me. If my performance is up here or my performance is down there, it doesn't matter a twit with him. Not as far as my standing with him, because my standing with my Lord is based not on me, but it's based on my Lord and his love toward me. Whoa. So then in this psalm, as he goes on, he talks about the power of this great chesed, this great mercy, this grace and love and kindness. He talks about the far reaching. It goes way beyond what you can see, way beyond what you can understand, far beyond the heavens and the earth. It is tender, as a father has compassion on his child. As Nate will have compassion on Stella, as all of us dads here know when you're teaching your children growing up. It's a tender thing, a heart thing. That is God's attitude toward us. And it doesn't run out. He loved me, the scriptures say, before he created the world. He made sure that everything was in place so that I would wind up with him in heaven. What a great God I serve. And not only that, his throne is established in the heavens and his royal power rules over all. So what happens is he has authority. He has authority over all the angels, all of his servants. He has authority over all creation, all places, and all of me. And that's how the Lord ties up this beautiful psalm. Kind of like bookends at the end of a really cool long bookcase. Or kind of like a ribbon where you put your finger down and God takes a little bow and it makes a perfect bow. Starts off, bless the Lord, O my soul. Ends, bless the Lord, O my soul. All of me, bless the Lord. That's how you talk to yourself. Does that mean you're never going to get down as a Christian? No. Because we are living in a sinful world that is always attacking us. Satan is always trying to deceive us into thinking that, man, I'm not good enough for God, therefore God cannot love me. And those are all lies. God has already demonstrated his love for us in Jesus Christ when he sacrificed him on the cross. And Jesus did that willingly because he wants us in heaven. That's an incredible God we serve. And he wants you to know that. Just so you know, in preparation for this particular Sunday, I started our school children in Bible history learning this psalm by heart. So on Monday, they're going to recite verse 5 to me. And on Tuesday, they're going to put all the first 5 verses together and recite all the first 5 verses together. I'm telling you that because that's a hint. I cannot make you, it would be wrong for me to tell you, you must do this. But just short of that, do this. Learn God's word by heart so you can do what David did. At a time of stress when you're kind of wondering, David reached back into history and he pulled out that one Bible verse. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, abounding in mercy. And that one verse the Lord used to give us the rest of that psalm. In his name, so let us live. Amen.